Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
When he was diagnosed, the doctors told us that their babies are vegetables and they don't recognize their parents' voices. And I love this video because he looks for his daddy and then he smiles when his daddy comes over to him.
Just to really pile on white chocolate here.
Why not? It's done nothing for you.
Nothing. And it will continue to do nothing.
And this, I think it's nice to finally see this record on vinyl. We always worked. We enjoyed working in an analog environment. Yeah. You know, we enjoy the tones made by all these, this, you know, all this vintage gear.
And this like record
we made it on a tape machine, and we always wanted to listen to it this way, and we didn't get a chance to listen to it.
There are things on there that were done after the fact, but the record is the sound of us all together.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast. Start here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with the podcasts we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. We're in the throes of winter now, and seasonal affective disorder is in full swing until spring. You may be feeling down, but don't worry, because the people at Terrible Thanks for Asking understand. Host Nora McNierney and her guests truthfully answer the question, how are you? Doing away with the usual fine response. The Terrible Thanks for Asking podcast explores the stories and experiences that cause us pain, make us feel awkward, and basically anything uncomfortable enough to make us feel human. Nora brings in ordinary, everyday people to talk about some of the toughest, extraordinary, once-in-a-lifetime experiences that make us feel pain, regret, or sorrow. Because sometimes talking about it is the best therapy possible. Here's a snippet from a more recent episode of Terrible, Thanks for Asking, titled Incompatible with Life. In this snippet, Nora brings in a couple, Kat and Jim, who've had to deal with the immeasurable stress of planning for the death of a son that wasn't even born yet. Fair warning, this subject matter can be a lot to handle. Here, Kat discusses the first few months of taking care of their child, James, after doctors tell her that they aren't sure how long her son has to live.
I don't know. It just, for some reason, I made a 180 and I was like, I can do this.
From the beginning, this was a lot. James was in and out of the pediatric intensive care unit. He'd go from hospice to palliative care, back to hospice. He'd be in the hospital, and then they'd all be home again, just doing ordinary family stuff.
Most of his time was at home with us, and he was really happy. And I remember this one time he was in his little bouncy chair, the vibrating chair with the little mobile over it, and he fell asleep. And I moved him to his bed, and I came back, and I was cooking, and I turned around. His seat was empty, and it hit me when I looked at that empty chair that one day it really was going to be empty forever. And I was like being shot in the heart.
At about 5 months old, James's doctors had agreed to put in a breathing tube to help make him more comfortable. The surgery was risky, and they understood that James was having a procedure that could either extend his life or end his life. And there was no way of knowing what would be. So, the night before his surgery, Kat and her husband Jim requested an adult-size hospital bed, and they stayed with their son all night, just like they always did.
And so we both kind of squeezed into that bed, and he was between us, and we played music from when we started dating when I was 17, so we were listening to, like, Better Than Ezra, and we were just talking about when we were young and clueless and telling him stories about mommy and daddy when they started dating when I was a senior in high school. And it was just this magical night. It was just wonderful. He was really awake and interactive with us. I have a video from that night where he looks over at his daddy when he hears his voice, and it's my favorite video. I watch it. I watch it all the time.
Hi, Grub.
Hi, it's Daddy.
Hi. Yeah, you say hi to Daddy?
Hi, Fatty.
Don't call me Fatty. Don't call me Fatty.
These are guns. Look at the guns. Come on, say a word for us.
When he was diagnosed, the doctors told us that their babies are vegetables and they don't recognize their parents' voices. And I love this video because he looks for his daddy and then he smiles when his daddy comes over to him. And that was the night before he had surgery.
A heart-wrenching snippet from the podcast, Terrible, Thanks for Asking, from American Public Media, providing genuine answers to the question, how are you? You can listen to that and other stories of the real human experience with Terrible, Thanks for Asking on WVXU's Podcast Central. Well, it's been about a month since you made those New Year's resolutions to exercise more and eat healthier. Are you sticking to them? If not, don't give up just yet. The guys at Eat This, Not That podcast may have the answer for you. Longtime Men's Health magazine editor-in-chief Dave Zinzinko and colleague John Hammond have teamed up to put together a podcast for your health and well-being. Whether it's breakfast on the way to work, groceries for the week, or a night out to dinner, Eat This, Not That has all the foods and tips that'll help you get healthy and stay healthy. They take a look at how the average American eats and what we can do to break away from the average and change our diets for the better. Eat This, Not That is a fun, informative way to get on top of what we eat. In this sample here is the second episode of Eat This, Not That, titled The Fake Food Awards. Here, John and Dave dissect some of the most popular foods that masquerade as something they're not, like olive oil or canned pumpkin. They talk about how many foods we think are healthy don't actually contain what they say they contain, but they'll also offer some healthy alternatives. Here, John and Dave examine white chocolate and all the unsavory ingredients that go into its creation.
This is a fake food in disguise, if ever. White chocolate.
I hated white chocolate forever.
Who even likes white chocolate? It's right.
Some
it's chalky
do.
And I just, weird, and it's
me.
And it's because it's a refined flour, overprocessed, completely devoid of nutrients. Right.
Completely devoid of chocolate.
Right.
It's only chocolate comes from cocoa butter. The rest is milk solids, milk fat, sweetener. And even that ingredient commonly loses its antioxidant properties during a, quote, deodorizing step. So without the non-fat cocoa solids, white chocolate doesn't have any flavonoids, the antioxidant compounds that have been shown to improve glucose metabolism and lower blood pressure, or gut-healthy prebiotics, which help reduce the inflammation and fight the weight gain. It also, I mean, just to really pile on white chocolate here.
Why not? It's done nothing for you.
Nothing. And it will continue to do nothing.
We have struck a nerve here. We have struck a nerve.
It lacks the ability to stimulate the euphoria-inducing chemicals that real chocolate does, including serotonin. I love my serotonin. So if you're grabbing some chocolate, the darker, the better. You need that cacao. You need, you know, more than 70%. You want the happy chemicals. You want the less sugar. You don't want this white chocolate. You want to stick to the dark chocolate. You want to offer anything above 70%. You're going to get more antioxidants. And if you're a fan of the super dark chocolate, we like Fruition Chocolate 100% bar. Made with 100% cacao.
I'm going to get you a bar if it'll help calm this anger you have for white chocolate.
Let me drop some knowledge here. A one-ounce serving, which is like, you know, half the bar, has zero sugar, 170 calories, 14 grams of fat, a lot of healthy fat in there, a little bit of saturated fat, but that's okay, a few grams of fiber and protein. That's a good one there.
A sound Bite from the Eat This Not That podcast, a diet advice show with all the info you need to stick to your New Year's resolutions. You can find out more about the things we eat every day in Eat This Not That, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local podcast this week comes to you from the WCPO Lounge right here in Cincinnati. WCPO Lounge Acts brings together outstanding musical artists from around the country for a hearty mix of live, in-house performances, interviews, and stories behind the songs. The lounge is a perfect place to discover amazing new music and to learn more about the artists that create it. Host Gil Kaufman leads the discussions with artists, but they feel more like a chat with an old friend than real formal interviews. And there's no shortage of talent for lounge acts to feature, so you can discover a new band almost every episode. Here's a clip from a recent episode of Lounge Acts featuring the renowned Cincinnati-based band Perlene. Gil brings in the band to talk about what they've been up to after not playing together for nearly a decade. And in addition to hearing some classic Perlene songs, Gil also chats with the members about the 10th anniversary of one of their most popular albums, For Western Violence and Brief Sensuality. In this clip, they discuss the decision to publish the record on vinyl, as well as the resurgence in popularity of vinyl in recent years.
And I think we even designed album art. We're not going to get into all the reasons why it didn't happen way back when, but I think we had originally planned to put it out. It didn't happen for whatever reasons it didn't happen. And then, in recent years, finally got, went from just having records as a thing to like actually, okay, I have
it. It's like a thing again.
I can actually listen to it. Right. I mean, I always had records. Yeah. We always had records. We all of us, it was never a fad, but we had them because they were affordable, and that's how you had records.
Yeah.
And now it's become a thing, which is great. It's a double-edged sword, but it's really great to be able to, So I started, it was always there in the back of my mind. I think how this actually started was just kind of, just reminiscing. Beth put something out there.
You're all in different places, literally, now. I know, Ruben, you're
I'm in Germany.
You're in Germany.
Berlin.
Jesse's in Austin.
Yeah, I was just listening to the record. And
Andrew's in Higglytown.
Quoted some lyrics to Ruben and said, "Miss you, brother," and then suddenly this whole thing happened.
It's your fault.
Then AJ was calling me like half an hour later saying,
"Well, yeah, the stars aligned, man." I mean, but no, Jason Snell at We Have Become Vikings, who helped a lot with the reissue, he was just in the loom one night, little plug, and said, "That never came out on vinyl, did it?" And I said, "No." And he said, "I really want to do it." And,
and around the same time, I think we've just been having these kind of conversations.
Yeah, so I was writing Ruben to ask him if he wanted to do it, and he's writing me, sending me a version of Bones in My Back. So it just all seemed like it was time again,
I think it's nice to finally see this record on vinyl. We always we enjoyed working in an analog environment. Yeah. We enjoy the tones made by all this vintage gear.
And this record was...
We made it on a tape machine, and we always wanted to listen to it this way, and we didn't get a chance to listen to it this way.
I mean, there are things on there that were done after the fact, but the record is the sound of us all together. Yeah. And unfortunately, these two became a really big part of our sound live.
And after.
Not unfortunately, they became a part of it. Unfortunately, not till after.
Right.
Not unfortunately.
Excuse us.
I'm in Germany now. I'm turning all the verbs and sentences backwards.
Whatever you gotta tell yourself, Ruben.
Yeah, but anyway, it was another great thing to be able to, because actually Beth and I met making one of these songs through a phone call. John Curley was recording it, and I said, "Man, I hear this part. But I can't hit that part. Do you know somebody?" And he said, "Yeah." And we didn't know we'd like go on to be like basically siblings. Siblings.
A quick sample from WCPO Lounge Acts with local Cincinnati-based band Perlene. Be on the lookout for more amazing music with Lounge Acts from WCPO, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Before we wrap up this week's Start Here, let's see what's hot on the Apple Podcast charts. It turns out not much has changed from last week, except the podcast we talked about, Slow Burn, a podcast about Watergate, now has reached the number one position. And one of the fastest climbers on the charts this week is a new comedy podcast from the producers of Two Dope Queens and So Many White Guys. It's called Late Night Whenever, hosted by comedian Michelle Buteau. It's Michelle in the chair, celebrity guests on the couch, and music director Rob Lewis on the keyboard, plus gut-busting monologues and audience surprises. It's Late Night Whenever, the highest debuting podcast this week on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.